You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. This is Todd and Todd, live from New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location direct from Interphex Day 3. Todd, we have an exciting guest up next, but just blown away by the quality of personality and company that we're interacting with here. I'm really optimistic about the future of this industry.
Yeah, I am too, for exactly the same kind of reason. And a lot of times you get to the tail end of a show, the crowd starts, you know, dissipating, shall we say. Look at the crowd around us still.
Well, we have our next guest has a fan club.
Oh, is that what it is?
And all that.
Didn't realize he brought the groupies.
He's famous, and he's going to make us famous. Say hello to Aiden Corcoran. He's the CEO of Team Horizon. Aiden, welcome to the show.
How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into a conversation around Team Horizon, mm-hmm. take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I guess I'm the result of my great-grandfather was an American immigrant to Ireland, so I think we're the only recorded ones. So on St. Patrick's Week, it's great to be over here to see how the Irish community celebrate in the U.S. Well, we celebrate. There's only one of or two of us. We march on July 4th, and we have a full American celebration of American-Irish immigration.
I was taking a class studying in Oxford several years ago, and mm-hmm. I was there over July 4th. It was weird because I was the only guy celebrating, and they weren't too happy about it.
I know.
But tell us about Team Horizon. Sure. Go 10,000 feet up. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Where I came from, I'm the result, really, of American multinational investment in Ireland. My background is through Hewlett-Packard. I was living out there in Oregon. I was working with the R&D team out there, with the MPI team. I used to do process development, designing equipment that Hewlett-Packard could bring onto their new generations, etc. From there, I went to medical devices, spent many years there working in life science, drugs, and pharma, and both in the United States and in Ireland, and then moved into pharma and biopharma about maybe 5-6 years ago. Well, about 4 years ago, we spotted an opportunity. We felt that there was a good opportunity to provide real manufacturing specialty. So this is you know, people that on the ground know how to do things. There was a lot of consultancy, a lot of advice of people saying, oh yeah, buy this, buy that. But, you know, sometimes what's maybe spec'd is what might not be what's needed. Mm-hmm. And so about four years ago, four of us came together, formed a company. We've grown that company now from 4 to 42 people. We do work right through Ireland, the UK, Northern Europe. When I say not, someone the last day said, no, do you mean Scandinavia? Actually not Scandinavia, I mean Benelux, Germany, France. And just starting out in Milan right now. We're here in the United States. Really what we provide is expertise in fill finish, in primary, secondary, and tertiary packaging, logistics, and really kind of smart ways of just how to put it all together. What should you do? What type of equipment should you use? Why should you go to here, and who should you go to? And last night I was in a Russian bar last night, and with some Germans, some French people, some Italians, and some Americans. And I said, what an international group, and of course the Russians, and what an international group it was. But remember, we're all collaborating now, and it's about Irish people are great middle guys. We're good at getting on with people who are spending the money and finding people who want to be buying the money. And really, that's really what our company is. So out of my 42 people, 35 of them would be senior people, senior guys and girls that have done maybe 15, 20 years of experience on the ground, on the floor. They have all the contacts right across Europe, right across into Asia, and into the United States. And so when the client comes to us, either they be French, Italian, American, what we do is we point them in the right direction. We bring a team together. We show them where they should go. We have their backs. I mean, we work out of Waco, Texas. And these guys are all, they're fun to work with. They're real Texans. And so what they said when we first got the job, welcome, guys, this is your first rodeo, you know. And we got, of course, even with that, I mean, you know, do we care about fees? Yeah, we got to pay bills. But really, what we really love is we love being in Russian bars with Americans, French, and Italians. And so really what Team Horizon is we're really passionate about engineering. At the bottom of our sign is engineering, teamwork, and passion, and that's really what we're about. And we're about delivering those services and getting the best bang for buck for the clients on the ground. And, you know, when relations are happy and when we're all fun, that's when things are working out. And then, of course, you got to get paid after that, but there's nothing wrong with that. So, so that's Team Horizon in the background. So,
I think they need a little enthusiasm.
Yeah, no,
pick it up a little bit. Come on. I want to go at this because there's, for many years, and to a great extent still, there's folks that are saying, oh, I have this bit of expertise, and that's my competitive advantage, and that sets me different, and I'm going to guard that like the family jewels, and nobody's going to get at it. Just your whole attitude is I'm going to take everything in my brain and I'm going to give it away, and then pay the bill kind of comes later.
You know, you got to pay the bills. I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, today's expertise might not be needed tomorrow. And, you know, so, I mean, what people buy is people buy relationships, trust, integrity, honesty. Right now, we're doing 50 manufacturing lines in serialization, track and trace. It's a big buzz thing in right across the globe. We're doing it from dealing with the South Korean requirements, the Chinese, Japanese, the Brazilian, the United States, and if the Europeans can ever get together and figure out what they want to do, we'll deal with that as well. But that's, you know, as a company, we pick areas and we pick grounds that we feel that we can bring the best knowledge. There's no use me coming here to everyone say, yeah, we do engineering. So does, so what? So does everybody else. So do the big guys. So do the small guys. We're just pretty damn good at what we do, and that's primarily in the packaging finish area. Right now, we're doing 50 manufacturing lines, as I said, in the serialization field. We're doing developing some software to help out with GAMP documentation. And really what we're doing is obviously we want to get places where we can win on. But it's a little bit about trying to give people just a good idea, a good piece of knowledge that, look, we know how to do this. You know, here's the whole package. There's the price of it. If you do this, a lot of pain will leave your life. And, you know, you can go and not do it. But, you know, if you want to come to us and bring us on board, you'll have a whole lot of fun doing it. But you'll also get a complete package, and it'll be done and done right.
Well, let's talk about serialization.
Sure.
A lot of people in this building that are experts in serialization. Mm-hmm. What lessons have you learned, as your team learned, that brings true benefit to your customer?
Well, we provide a full, you know, it depends on the client. If it's a big, large pharma company, you know, these guys got teams of engineers. We're not going to go in there and offer them full turnkey packages. If I was to do that across one of our recent clients wanted us to do 30 manufacturing lines, I'd have to raise $30 million to try and facilitate that. But what we're bringing is a true operational assessment, a true risk assessment, a true compliance assessment. And then, of course, we know all the vendors. And right now, serialization is it's a big buzzword. A lot of the vendors, there's nothing wrong with wanting to sell their product. They're all coming saying, we're the best, we're the best, we're the best. And, of course, a lot of our clients are saying, well, who really is the best? Now, someone might be the best for the guy in Schwäbisch Hall in southern Germany, and in Waco, Texas, there might be a better person for that. So we assess and align the fit, and we just tell it straight up and go, look, these guys are good. They'll do it. They'll deliver it for you. And we go and then make it happen for them. So serialization, the Congress here in the States passed the bill there in November. What they did was took the pressure off a little bit, which was good, and allowed us to scale up as well because we got a lot of inquiries very quickly. Serialization is coming, and it's now in the line. So within selling, also it'll turn in, rather than being just a compliance thing, serialization is going to be a competitive advantage for pharma companies in the years to come. It's a compliance-driven thing now, but people are going to say, you know, you can trust our drugs. You know where exactly they're coming from. You know, we know exactly where they're at. These are true bona fide products. And what you see is pharma companies actually actively selling that in a few years. And I guess right now we see the big pharma is moving, but now it's the lower tier one guys, the middle tier ones, and these are sometimes our best friends because we're all the same then, you know. And and that's so, serialization. Yeah, I mean, we came here. We were in Philly for 4 days. We're looking at setting up a North American headquarters. We're kind of going to invest here, do some software development here, bring on a team of 8 to 10 people. So we were blown away by Philly in the first place. I mean, I've never been there.
My home.
I mean, it's like everywhere I go, I keep getting the thumbs up from Philly. I mean, I asked one of the guys, I said, has anyone actually spotted anything bad about this town? But then this New Jersey guy came in and said, yeah, it's crap.
Don't trust anybody from New Jersey.
And we'll probably go to Philly, and we go to Boston to check it out tomorrow. After that, then we came here, we said we'd just exhibit here, just test the pulse of the American market, see what the interest was. You know, and wow, we were blown away. Interflex was truly great for us. I mean, yesterday we had a queue at our stand. I mean, we've done a lot of these trade shows. Sometimes it's hard for us to differentiate. But we had a queue of people. Not only did they want to talk to maybe three Irish guys from St. Patrick's Week, but they actually, and we had, they also want, there was a big demand for knowledge on serialization, a big demand for knowledge on packaging and automation. And, you know, I mean, we met another 100 friends. And, you know, there you go. I mean, so really all I do is I stopped working 4 years ago. All I'm doing is going around making friends. And so it's
a good way to do business. You know, one last sure. final point in terms of your site selection. Mm-hmm. I will tell you the Red Sox do have a better club.
Oh, so give me the Red Sox.
Factor that into your decision.
But you got to remember, right across Europe, right across, there's always these hometown rivalries. You know what I mean? And so we know it. We can see it because we're Irish as well. Don't worry. We look over the fence and go, yeah, don't go to those guys. You know? And, you know, I suppose as Irish people, we play up to it. You know, I go to Germany and I do the same things with the guys from Bern and North. And, you know, and the Germans are going, how do you know this? So it's part of the fun, you know. So.
Eagles and Phillies. That's all you need
to
remember.
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
You just touched on packaging, mm-hmm. barely. Do you know anything about that?
Packaging? Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, a small bit. I mean, most of our work, last year we did about €80 million, $100 million of capital investment on behalf of clients. Primarily, 90% of that was fill-finish, primary, secondary, and tertiary packaging. So that's complete turnkey in some cases, but then in others, it was generally about providing solutions and guiding the clients on where to go and putting them in touch with the correct vendors for their, and giving them an audit, and being their eyes and ears on the ground, having their back sometimes, and sometimes kind of going to the vendor going, oh, okay, love all the bells and whistles, let's take away some bells, take away some whistles. This just simple piece of kit will do these guys. You don't need to sell them the 100 grand piece of kit. A 50k piece of kit with some smart ideas around it is enough. So that's really us. You know, that's where we've been at.
All right. Well, yeah. We're unfortunately about out of time. A quick piece of advice before we let you go. Mm-hmm. You need to open up a little bit, be a little bit more human, because that's going to help your business second and tremendously. Aiden, before we do let you go, seriously, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Team Horizon?
So teamhorizonengineering.com, it's the longest I think it's the longest URL you can possibly have. But given that the world is running out of these, and we had to have a .com for the United States, so teamhorizonengineering.com is there. Our numbers are all there, our contact is there, and also you'll see some good videos of me, and
well,
it's fantastic. It's wonderful watching, and right in there as well, we go through our services, etc. So please ping an email, and I'm always open for a chat, and I don't mind flying out, coming in, and shaking the hand, and it'll be one of the more entertaining hours of your life, if anything.
Yeah, I want to be in a Russian bar with Germans and French
and Italians and Americans. Yeah. So I mean, that's where life brings us.
Or even Philadelphia.
Or even Philadelphia.
All right. Aiden Corcoran, the CEO of Team Horizon. It was a real pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you very much
for stopping by and joining us. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Aiden Corcoran, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage from Interfex. We'll be right back.